Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and I don't know who this is because she's causing all kinds of mayhem behind the scenes. So I wonder if that could be part of her name. We're always joking her, teasing her about it, but it's like, come on, Tracy. we were going into the count. I'm like, hey, it's so smooth. We're going in. It's all beautiful. Everything's wonderful. And then Tracy goes,
eek. I go, wait, but I didn't really mean it. Yeah. Okay. So now that Julia has been traumatized, and let's get into this. Hello, Wendy and Linda and Tracy, who are the first to show up. We have a beautiful audience already starting to form. I see the numbers are climbing. So what I'd like to tell you guys, if you are listening, but you're not seeing the video, you could always come over to Facebook if you're listening live. You can come over to Facebook, BBS Radio TV, and watch us live where you can see us in video. You can come chat with us over there. We'd love to have you. Hi, Judy and Margaret and Wendy. Everybody's starting to get in here and they're all chatting and saying hello. And of course, we like to know where you're from. We got Australia. We got Missouri. I don't know where else we've got. Australia, a lot of Australia. You guys rock. All right. We're going to announce for Judy today. She's doing a level one companion class.
Yes, she is.
So if you are in the Australia area, or it sounded like maybe we can be traveling about. So if you're able to travel to Australia or you live in the area, go to qhhtofficial.com and check out Judy's course, level one companion. You don't have to be only level one. You can be a level two and still go to that. So very cool.
It's wonderful as a refresher. You know, if you've been out a little while or you just have questions and now you're fine, you know, you're practicing and you just have questions, it's kind of just a helper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amazing. So good. And so
it's also a wonderful way to have sessions with each other because you get a whole day to practice.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, Deanna showed up and Denise and Corey. Look at us getting all big and fancy in the chat room. All right, you guys. I love it. Love it. Love it. California, New York, Scotland. All right, Denise in Scotland. We're all going to see Denise because I haven't been to Scotland and it's on my bucket list. Hope you have a big house. Okay, anyway.
We're all coming.
We're all coming. I just might have accidentally invited anyone who's watching the Metaphysical Hour. Yeah.
That's a special prize.
Yeah, there you go.
Everybody come.
Yeah. We can make it to, well, Australia is on my list too. You've been there. You've been to Scotland too, though, so that's not fair. You've got to travel a lot, and I haven't. And then I was starting to get to travel, and then all the restrictions were sure, not happening.
Exactly. It's like you're going to stop for a while.
Yeah. So,
yeah, that's what happened to me too. It just like stopped, but I was ready.
You were ready to pump the brakes and I was ready to hit the gas.
You were. Yeah. And it was like, what happened here?
But you know what? Here's the beautiful thing about that though, is I haven't seen a lot of the United States either. And I've been getting to travel all around the States. Yeah. In fact, I'll be in Idaho next week. So that'll be fun. We have to decide, are we going to do the show or not?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So what does the show look like when I'm in Idaho? With the chickens and the cows.
Yeah.
Cows, chickens and the horses and the goats.
Yeah. Well, I know you have a picture of a cow over your shoulder when you do it from there, right?
We did. I think that room has been repainted and redone.
Oh,
Chris, okay. You want to chime in on that?
So the cow might not be there?
The cow might not be there.
Like the cow.
But you know how everywhere I go, the weather changes. You know, it seems like, Well, every time we go to Idaho, it seems like it snows.
Oh, so you bring rain and snow and hail and
thunderstorms.
That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. When I was seeing you, we had the thunderstorm and the pouring, pouring down rain.
Yeah, torrential.
Torrential. And then we went to Daytona and we left there and they had freezing weather.
Yeah. And rain.
And rain. Lots of rain there. Day. Yeah.
And freezing weather, that's not real normal for them.
Right. And like yeah. the iguanas were falling out of trees frozen.
Yeah, poor so, things.
But so last year when I went to Idaho, it snowed. And so Chris and her daughter, they were looking at the weather coming up. And she said, so you know what the weather's going to do next week? I said, what? She goes, it's going to drop down to 12 degrees. And she goes, do you know what day that's going to happen? I said, the day I get there. She goes, yep.
And so is any snow forecast? That's pretty, that's cold. That's almost too
cold. It's going to be cold. I don't know if snow was in the forecast or was sunshine. She sent me a screenshot. She said, I'm not making it up. So, yeah. Anyway, so if you guys need rain or snow, let me know. I'll be there. Yeah. So I have been told that I'm not going to get invited until the hotter winter or summer months, yeah. like July and August. Because if I'm in a cool weather down.
Right. Then... Yeah, because you bring rain. But you have to understand the kind of rain she brings. I mean, it's the kind, I mean, that I don't like to drive in. And I was really.
Yeah, that was stressful rain.
That was very stressful rain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was. Yeah,
you can't see the road.
For time Sorry, guys. I mean,
it's torrential. but it stopped by the time we got to the destination. So that was nice.
That's right. Yeah.
So at least you
they will try it again.
You know, okay, here, can we time it a little bit better? It can do the torrential rains when we're inside and comfortable and all snuggly, right. you know, sitting around and talking exactly. and visiting. That's
when that happened when we were in Daytona, it was literally sideways wind and rain, and all the furniture that was on the deck of the house we were renting had moved off. To the other side, banging up against the walls, mm-hmm. and yeah, I'll try to calm it down. So sorry. So for all of you in Florida,
anybody else notice that you have influences or you affect the weather?
A special gift.
Just put it out there. I mean. Either consciously or unconsciously, you may not be aware that you're doing it yet, but do you ever notice things kind of interesting? That might be the first thing. And then you might consciously try to do things with it. I did that one time. That was really cool.
Ooh, we should play with that.
Yeah, I played with it. I did. It's exactly what I did. And it did it. I'm like, oh, this is so cool.
Yes. We got more from Australia popping in here. I'm loving this.
Fantastic.
That's great.
Love you, Aussies.
Yes. Oh, maybe it's my dragon energy. Yes. Yes. It's so cool. Dragon energy. I'm moving that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I like it. Yeah, it is good for the vegetables, Wendy. You're right. And the forests.
Yes.
Why isn't California inviting me over when they're in the fires? Hmm. Although we did try to go to Mount Shasta last year.
And we decided not to.
Yeah.
Because
it was on fire.
Because it was on fire. So see, maybe we
Sorry. Should. Maybe I should have ventured down there quick.
We will remember if that happens again.
Bring the rain.
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Oregon was on fire too. And I wasn't able to bring the rain here either. So maybe it's involuntary. Maybe there's nothing to it at all. So what's your theme this week? What are we going to talk about?
What do you guys want us to talk about?
Okay, that takes a minute.
It might be better than what we had planned.
Which was nothing.
Well, you didn't
know us by now.
But yeah, you know us by now, but we always make something work. I mean, because that's what we do. And but if you have something, if you have questions or any ideas or anything, hey, we will roll with it.
Yeah. So Corey is saying that in Orange County, they had 90 degrees on Sunday. Tuesday, it was high 60s and thunder, lightning and hail. Now it's in the 60s. I call that Little House on the Prairie weather because I always remembered watching Little House on the Prairie. And here they are. It's a beautiful sunny day. And they go out and they're having a picnic. And then it pours down rain on them and hail. And they're all trying to get back in the buildings. And I always thought that was funny how they would have every form of weather. And Oregon has done that where it'll start off sunny and then rain and then snow and then hail and then sun. And it's like, I think we just did all the seasons. So,
yeah. Anyway. Yeah, but I don't think California does that too much.
No, but it sounds like they did this week. So, yeah.
Volatile.
Okay, so we've got crystalline bodies, dimensions. How many dimensions are there? Juliet, there are so many dimensions. Each one of us has multiple dimensions for just ourselves. And so then you got all of that. And then you've got dimensions upon those dimensions.
Yeah,
this is why your mom said convoluted.
Right. And that's, you know, it really is unlimited. And I've heard some people say, well, there's this many dimensions. It could be they're talking about a specific thing. I don't know. I'm not going to say, hey, anybody that says that is not correct. I feel like they're probably seeing one aspect or something. But it really is, like you said, it's unlimited because you have timelines you're talking about. You have dimensions, you know, like just different dimensions and then timelines on those dimensions. And then within yourself, every choice that you make, see, that's all another dimension. Every time you do something, it's a dimension.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Oh,
such a powerful question because it really expands the mind to think how many possibilities are there.
Yeah, but that's what's so cool. If you can think of something, like if it's, how do I come back around to this? There are so many possibilities to everything, and this is where we wonder, it's like, okay, I wonder if something could happen. I wonder if this could be real, if this could happen. If you can think of it, if you can imagine it, then it can be real. You just imagined it.
Yeah.
So that means that it exists somewhere. And that means that you can have that as your reality because it does exist. So it's just a matter of you imagining yourself in that situation and you will be there.
Yes, we're getting some good questions in here.
Good.
So we're talking about the dimensions. What was before that? We had crystalline bodies. So crystalline bodies, we've got dimensions. We've got the intense energies going on right now. How do you consciously jump timelines? So where do we want to?
I just said it.
Yeah, you're answering them because they're asking. Yeah.
That really is. Yeah, you're ahead. That's really all it is. I know it's so funny because we got these answers this year where before it was like jumping a timeline. How do we do this? And making, oh, okay, we've got to do this and this and this. And it's like, it's so simple. And that's what I was just saying. You just ask yourself, I mean, if you can imagine something. And so you have to understand where it is you want to go. To jump a timeline, you have to know what it is you want to go to. You can't just jump without an objective or a plan or an endpoint. And you have to know what it is you're going to. So that's your imagination. That's what I meant by if you can imagine something, then it is there. Because some people say, well, I wonder if this could ever happen. Could this ever be real for me? Is this a possibility? If you can imagine it, then yes, it is. Because there's limitless possibilities.
Yeah.
For anything. So it's whatever you want. So, okay, when you have now, you can imagine it. Now imagine yourself. Who would you need to be? How the kind of person, who are you that needs to be in that scenario? What would you be like? I guess maybe I'm trying to, the words are coming in so fast. Like I know one of the things I wanted to do and somebody said, well, what is different about you in that scenario? I said, oh, I'm much more confident. See, that's what I meant by is you look at who you are. What is it about you that would be different? What kind of person do you need to be there? Okay, now imagine that you are that person and you have an end picture in mind, just whatever it is you're imagining. You imagine that with yourself in that scenario, the way that you imagine yourself to be. And you keep doing this like that. What if, what would it be like if, boom, and you are there. Now that's how you jump, but you do it over and over until it feels real. It's so real for you, that, but that's all you're doing. It's just a very encapsulated moment of the objective completed. Okay, so that's what we say, focus on the end objective. Don't worry about the how do I get there? You just focus on that end objective. And what would happen if, what, who am I? What is it like for me at that place? And that's, and then you will just see everything in your world will start moving and shifting to be that.
Right.
You know, okay. And, you know, without you doing a single thing except imagining that end outcome.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Okay, I had a good one on here. Where'd it go? I have thoughts on this one too, but throwing it at you here. Okay. Wendy wants to know, please, are we turning crystalline before the new earth? Are we turning crystalline before the new
earth? I just got the...
Right.
I got that we already are. But I'm not getting anything to go with that. I think you get more information on this.
I do. Mm-hmm. I get a lot on this. Because what is the crystalline body? So I know a lot of people think our bodies are going to shift into this crystalline mm-hmm. energy. And what I'm about to say is I'm going to compare it to the fairy realm, right? They're vibrating mm-hmm. so high that we can't see them with our physical eye. Therefore, they seem like they're mystical little creatures, right? But in their realm,
or they seem like they're eight, not real.
Or they seem not real. And it's like, what was that? What was it? But in their realm, in their reality, they are a solid being. In the fifth dimension, I do feel like we have a body. We have our bodies, but our bodies are now vibrating higher. So the dimension that we came from, the third dimension, is no longer going to be able to see it, or it's going to look like we're moving, like we're pixelating to them, because we're vibrating at a faster speed than they are in the third dimension. Therefore, it looks like a crystalline body to them.
Ah.
That's my theory. Okay. So now, Celestine Prophecies, mm-hmm. when he wrote that book, or series of books, at the end of that, when they figure out how to do all these things that they're trying to do, and I watch, I'm going to refer to the movie that they made of it, because that's the thing that's in my head. One of the guys finds, basically they're looking for the new earth, but they're looking for this sacred something or other, right? Right. And they're in Peru and they're doing all these things. And he figures out how to shift and vibrate his body to a point where the bad guys with the guns can't see him. And then when they get scared, boom, all of a sudden, all of them are visible again.
Because the frequency came down.
Yeah, because their frequency came down and then they resonated with these guys with the guns. So if you haven't seen the Celestine Prophecy movie, it's an older movie, and it's probably a lower budget movie, but it was still, the messages in there about energy and all that stuff were really good. So that's what I believe the crystalline energy. I mean, yes, we're in that crystalline vibration. We're in that Christ-like energy, and we're vibrating in that fifth dimensional frequency. Otherwise, we wouldn't be able to be in that realm or reality. But that's what I think happens. I think we're going to see each other because we're all vibrating there, right? So I see you, you see me, we're all seeing each other fine. But anyone that's not vibrating there, and you've talked about this before, they're just not going to see you. You know, anyone that's in the lower dimensions, they're not going to find you. They're not going to be resonating with you. They're not an energetic match. You're not going to, law of attraction, it's just not happening.
Right.
So, right. Yeah. Anything else?
That goes along with that saying that some people just drop out of your life. You know, mm-hmm. they talk about as we keep going, it's like, you know, some people are coming into your life and other people are just leaving, you know, and they just disappear out of your life. Maybe that's part of the disappearing out of your life part.
Yeah. There it is, guys. Okay. Okay, the intense energies right now. Mm-hmm. What do you have to say about that?
Well, we know we have a full moon. Is it still full? I mean, it's been there.
It was a full moon on the 16th, and we're on the 18th while we're filming this. So, yeah, we're still in that energy.
So, So that's something. And I think must have been last night or this morning. Something happened. I can't remember what it was, but I think I was just really off balance when I got up and everything. And I immediately thought the moon. And then I thought about you, Tracy, and I was like, oh, the moon must be out of bounds.
It's out of bounds. We're having a bit of a problem.
Yeah.
Not able. Oh, man. I don't know. How many of you, raise your hand, how many of you are having a hard time getting up in the morning? The alarm's going off and you're like, snooze. Yeah.
Well, mine's not like that because I don't use an alarm, but it's that I got up and I'm completely unstable. I mean, it's like I have noodles for legs for a little bit. It takes it a minute to kind of, maybe I wasn't in my body right before then. And I just got up and was like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah. Hey, here's something I didn't know. They actually have a little thing that looks like,
yay!
That. Oh, thanks, Fiona. Okay. We got some more good ones here, but yeah, there are intense energies. What we did discover last week on the show with our beautiful audience participation.
Yes.
There are solar flares. We are having some energy.
Are we still having solar flares?
I don't know, but I was reading something and I need to start writing down these things because eventually I'm going to quote them to somebody, right? But like there were, somebody was posting that there was an energy influx going on right now.
Oh.
Rather that's a galactic thing or whatever that was. There is a large amount of energy coming into the planet.
Well, there you go.
Moon. There were solar flares. So I know all of that is playing with us.
Mm-hmm.
And it is bringing our stuff up.
Yeah.
Oh, it's gonna keep doing that, you guys. You're not getting away from this. It's not getting easier. It's gonna keep coming in,
and you can't hide.
Stronger and stronger.
You cannot hide.
You can't. It's designed to get us to the fifth dimension. We can't do that without working through our traumas and dramas and sadnesses and hurts and pains and whatevers. And so it has to do that. Therefore, get used to it. Deal with your stuff, go out there and do your work, get it done, look at it. Even I'm going to plug for you right now, go take the Soul Speak course, because that's going to help you to know how to figure out, why is this ache and pain showing up? What can I do to help move this?
What
are you trying to tell me?
Yeah, because you won't get the message otherwise, you'll get it through the body.
Yeah, I'll grab the book. Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Soul Speak by Julia Cannon also has a course on juliacannon.com that goes with the book.
Thank you.
No problem. So, there was something else on here. Oh, I want to see mermaids and aliens. I think that's the next one. Because we got the jumping timelines.
Mm-hmm.
And then dimension shifting timelines, same kind of question. So yeah, I want to see mermaids and aliens.
That's the question.
I think it's a question.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So
then go ahead. I want to talk a little bit
about my discoveries with the mermaids.
Yeah.
It's my understanding, and I have a lot of people that become mermaids. It is awesome. It's fun. They always go into the water and then I know where we're going. We're either going to be a dolphin or a mermaid.
Yeah.
Or we're going to be a mermaid that's playing with the dolphins. It's always happening.
Or you're going to be on the water planet that has creatures that seem like dolphins.
Yeah. Yes. And I had that last week. That was fun. Mm-hmm. And so one, get a past life regression and set the intention to go see the mermaids or be in your mermaid life, because you're obviously connected to that, or you wouldn't be so excited about seeing it. That's for Crystal. Probably connected to the fairy realm, Crystal, where you could probably set intentions to see those things. But here's what I've understood through these regressions, is that there are portals or tunnels. So you got to go. So we still have mermaids here in our reality, but they live deep in the sea and they usually don't come to the top surface. They go through the portal that takes them to the inner earth, and they exist there where they're not threatened
That makes sense.
Yeah. So they actually live in the inner earth right now because humans threaten them, you know? So anyways, Crystal, if you find anything else on that, bring it back next week to the show and share it in the chat room. We'd love to hear about that. Everyone wants to see aliens. It's my understanding that, yeah, we can see them in our mind's eye. We can recall things that were happening when we're in our sleep state and jumping and doing all those things. But it is my understanding that as we are evolving into that fifth dimension, they are going to start showing themselves. We talked about that last week.
Well, I mean, it's as we're evolving. Remember, our frequencies are raising. So now we can see into these dimensions. And so if you are able to start seeing, that's what it is, because they are in these other dimensions, the fourth and the fifth and the even higher. And so as our vibrations are raising, remember, like you were just saying, if you're a higher frequency and vibration, a lower frequency cannot see you.
Yeah.
And so as that lower frequency raises its vibration, it was there. Where did you come from? You were there all along. See, it was like, it's just, that's all it is.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Best answer ever.
Beautiful. Now, there's something else with that. Okay. Like you were saying, oh, yeah, we know we can see them with our mind's eye. And this happened. Did I tell this before about being in an English pub and seeing an alien?
Sorry, I'm seeing you with a mug and a cheery.
It was at a UFO conference over there. And I was with some friends. They all go to this pub after the conference. And so I was there with these friends. And we were talking and stuff, and I don't remember how it came, but I was like, you know, yeah, I think I'm ready to see one. I would like to see one. Because I know that they know our intentions better than we know. They know if we're ready to see them, you know, and so they know us. And so they won't present themselves to you if you're not ready. If it's just going to bring a lot of fear, there's like, what's the point? You know, that's not what it's all about. And so I was like, well, I think I could be okay. I'd really like to see one. It was just so funny because right then I see one in my mind, and it's like the face is like right here. I mean, the big eyes, it's just right there. And I'm like, what's and happening? So I mentioned to this guy, I'm like, well, it's right. I got a face right in my face. You know, I'm like, I said, that's not what I'm, he goes, what, did you think they were just going to appear here in the pub? And I'm like, well, I kind of wanted that.
Why not?
But it was just right there. And then after that, when I went to, you know, to bed, I got quiet and I wanted to see what else was going on. I could see beyond, you know, it's like I kind of pulled myself. What it was is I am a being, because this is still going on. I am a being on a craft or something, but I'm kind of in I'm standing up, I'm upright, and it's kind of in
a capsule?
Yeah, a capsule or something. And when I said, I want to see one, well, one of the ones that was kind of the caretakers there, I guess there's several, I don't know, he came up to the thing, he looked at me, maybe I opened my eyes, I don't know. And but what happened, because I was becoming very conscious in that body, and that's not supposed to be, that's not the purpose.
Why don't you tell people what that is, what you're talking about, that body in the capsule, so that they're not going, what the heck.
Yes, because that's what I saw. I mean, I just, when I you know, meditated on that later, because I was looking at that visual, like that face is like, what's this all about? And that's what I got, was that I am also a being in a craft or something in this capsule that's being monitored by these beings, you know, whatever, you know. It's like I feel like I'm one of them, and that's just like, this is a state, I'm just put into this suspended animation kind of thing. I'm just there and I'm being monitored while I do other things. So while I have this life as well as others, I know now it's as well as others, but that's one of the lives that I'm having at the same time as this one. So, but in that process, because I was focusing on that one, because I'm thinking about it, thinking about that scene, I could see the rest of the room, what was behind this being and stuff. But because I was focusing on it, see, that one was becoming conscious, and it was like, that wasn't supposed to be. And I think I was kind of freaking out a little bit because I became conscious in this cubicle, in this thing, you know, this capsule.
Speaking of dimensions, you were seeing two different dimensions at the same time.
Exactly. And so then I think they just kind of, they put me under again. They were like, no, that's not
back you go.
Because everything went dark. I'm like, okay. And I went to sleep in this life. So it's like, anyway.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes. But, so.
But that just goes back to, it's like, I kept, because I was saying, I want to see one. And it was like, then face in my face. I'm like, well, that's not what I wanted. Well, you asked
yourself,
you know, and whatever you're ready for. I had another one. I told you, I've mentioned this several times before, where I'm in, it's in that state, you know, I was in that in between state. We know it as theta, but it's when I was waking up in the morning and I'm not quite awake and I'm still kind of going in and out and stuff. And I start having this, I saw this mantis being by my bed, and it's like, okay,
yeah, that's a good thing. You know?
And it's just looking at me, and I'm mesmerized by the eyes, and I'm just looking at it so deeply, and I just kept checking myself. I'm like, okay, I'm not afraid. Okay, this is the mantis being, it's right here. I'm not afraid. Okay, that's all I was doing. I'm just like, I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid, you know.
I'm not afraid, and there's a gigantic bug in my room.
Mm-hmm. And then I mean, it was huge. But I was just mesmerized by those eyes. And it was something, because I was so curious about the eyes, then the next thing I know is I'm waking up hours later. So, yeah. So I don't know. But see, that's, you know, I say I would like to see them. I see them this way. I have not seen one that I know of, in the flesh. Maybe I'm not ready. I don't know, you know, but this is a way. It's a way.
Most of us are not ready yet for the in flesh, in person, or remembering our encounters when we do have those, because most of us have had those, especially as light workers. We have been pulled on ships and brought into councils and so we had those interactions. Yeah. It's just remembering them, but as we keep moving up, that's incentive. You want to see it, keep doing your work.
Yeah,
you're gonna get there. Absolutely. You're gonna see it. It's gonna happen.
When you work, keep asking, because it's there for you.
Yeah. So Wendy's saying that she has your soul speak book. Woo-woo!
Yay.
And Crystal's asking me if I have one. Not yet.
yeah,
not for me yet. I keep getting poked, and it will happen. Okay, so we do have a question here. I haven't fully got to read through it, so I'll just do it out loud, and we're going to cross our fingers that this is an appropriate question for the show.
Okay.
Lenny, up until my late teens, I got frequent bloody noses for no reason, like a faucet with no medical reason. Then it stopped for 15 plus years. This year, I just started getting them again. Can this be because of the energy coming in? Or?
Yeah. Yeah. And blood is the flow of life.
Mm-hmm.
In your nose, I mean, when something's happening with the nose, it's like it's right in front of you. So something's going on that they want to get your attention. You need to put attention on. So it's something about life and the flow of life. So did something change this year or whenever that started? Did something, you know, it's like, what was going on in your life at that time when that started up again? But you can go back to that flow. I definitely think it could be a frequency thing, you know, and the energy thing. But
yeah.
You know, the most accurate answer you're going to get is from your own higher self.
Absolutely. it does interest me that it started up again as the energy starts getting more intense. So, and like you said, it's a flow of life. So Lenny, look at what direction are you feeling pulled? Is there anywhere you're giving resistance and hitting like this wall?
Mm-hmm.
And not following that guidance, because it's kind of like right there in your face. And
it's something that's very obvious if you will just look at it. It's right. That's what I say. It's plain as the nose on your face. It's something that's right in front of you. It's very obvious.
And it has to do with that life purpose. Like you said, that flow of life. There's something in your life path that you might be going, no, I don't want to look at that. I don't want to look at that. And you need to go look at that. Okay. Awesome. These are great questions. Okay. Hello from Dallas. Hello, Dallas. And hi from Texas. Hello, Texas. Okay. It was a gum nut baby in the water. Oh, that had to be when we were talking dolphins. I was like,
we were talking about what?
I was a gum nut baby in the water swimming.
Okay. So, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that was when we were talking the dolphins. I love this. I am an alien, but no one cares. I care, Margaret. I care. And I think, Margaret, what you meant to say is I am an alien and everyone knows and they don't care. Right? Yeah. She's given us some hearts. Okay. It's good.
Isn't it cool, though, now that it's okay? I mean, okay. Let's talk about... It's like, do I mention that? It's not, I don't know anymore what you can say. But this is something I noticed within my lifetime that, well, maybe it was something further back because my mother did, she studied the ancestral tree, you know, and the stuff and everything. And in my family, on my father's side, there's American Indian back there. Okay. Full-blooded American. See, and that's, we're like,
okay, that's it. We're opening a casino in Arkansas. Okay. So,
yeah.
And when she says my mother, let me remind all of you, she means Dolores.
Yes. Yes. Dolores Cannon. Remember, she loves history. If you didn't know that about her, she loves history. She loves researching. So that was what she did. I mean, I would have been a baby. She was researching the whole family tree, trying to go back as far as she could go to see what she could find. And this is on my father's side. Yeah. Is the American Indian. And it was back at that time, it's like a great, great, great grandmother was married to, yeah, I think that's how it was married to the Indian. Okay. So then as it comes down, it's like you have half and half and then it keeps coming. All right. So moving from there. All right. Like you're half, called half breed. It's like, yeah. Anyway, but back then,
give it a label.
When I said it, you were like, oh yeah. I mean, that's like so cool if you have that as your heritage, right? Yeah. But back at that time, it wasn't. Mm-hmm. And they would hide it. They would try to hide it. And so she told everyone, this woman who married this full-blood American Indian, that he was from France. He was French. And they wouldn't, and nobody would acknowledge that this was an Indian, American Indian. It was like, oh no, no. And it took a while to get here now to where it's like, it's okay. I mean, now this is cool. This is wonderful. Okay. Yeah. So it's the same kind of a thought and idea of like, if anybody had encounters or had any doings with, ETs, I prefer to call them ETs and aliens. That it was like, you are just crazy. And that's, you know, whatever, that's the end of it. It's like, that doesn't exist, whatever. And now it's becoming more accepted. I mean, probably a few years down the road, it's going to be, what, you haven't had this? What?
Right.
You're an outcast because you don't have any experiences, you know, or something. I mean, it'd be so cool. Oh yes, you have that. That is your lineage. That is your whatever. Well,
right.
It's so interesting how it shifts. Everything moves. So don't worry. You say nobody cares. Like you're saying, it's that they all know and they don't care. It's whatever. It's just as
it's people, becoming the new normal.
Exactly.
The new normal. Welcome to the new normal, Margaret. How fun is that, right? And I think you're right. I was getting asked hybrid questions earlier. I don't think I actually got to answer them, but people were asking, like, when are the hybrids coming in? And, you know, because they're going to be seeding the hybrids into the population. And, you know, what is it that they're going to be doing? Well, first off, the hybrids, what for anyone that doesn't know what that is, you may hear the dog bark. I just asked Josh to come get him off the bed. Let's see if he can do it more successfully than I did. Oh, there. Oh. That was easy. Wow. Pretty good. Bravo.
Magic touch.
He does. So hybrids are, you know, supposedly, you know, the products of our DNA and alien DNA, you know, being mixed.
ET DNA.
ET DNA. What did I say?
Alien.
Oh, galactic friends.
Yeah, perfect. Galactic much friends better.
DNA.
Much better, yes.
And
our brothers.
They are beautiful, beautiful hybrid babies, right? And I asked one time when I was in meditation, what is the point of all of that? Well, because then they get to keep with that hybrid, with that galactic friend DNA in there. They are able to, they got a ticket to both worlds. It's like having citizenship in two countries.
Wow. That makes sense.
Yeah. So they can be on the ships and those vibrations. And then when we raise the vibration up here enough, then they can be here too. And because they're human, so they have the right to be on the planet, right?
Yeah.
So supposedly, from what I understand, and again, these are just through either sessions or channels or meditations, the purpose for them to be here is to help us bring that vibration up, to help us remember who we are. And some of them are already here with us. There's a lot of Palladian hybrids here. Lots of Palladian hybrids already here. You could even be one of them and not know it.
That's just it. Yeah. And because it's not necessary for you to know.
Yeah.
It's an agreement you made on the other side. And you're here, you do not need to consciously know, because you're here for to do certain things in this life. And that's what you're focused on rather than this other. I mean, this is, you know, it's kind of like Ross saying, I'm simultaneously on a ship and doing this. It's like, these are other lives.
Yeah.
That other one has its own life. This is the life I'm focused on. Yeah. And that's the way that is. You focus on what you're doing here, because even though it is that mixture coming in or whatever it's doing, it still came here to Earth to still have experiences, learn lessons, go through these things, as well as raise the frequencies. And
And gosh, I got to ask, somebody asked, why are we coming in here? It was a QHHT client. Why did we come in to experience all this pain and suffering if we were already evolved beings? And we talked about that, about the boredom, you know, it's like when everything's utopia all the time, every day, it's like Groundhog's Day, you know, it gets boring. So we come in to have these challenges, to work through these things. And it is evolving. We are evolving through that. And on some level, I'm guessing we probably think it's fun, be like, hey, Julia, let's go into that Earth game that got going on.
You're like, what do you think about this for a challenge? How about we create something that it's totally a game, and we go through it, and we completely forget everything we know, and we're in this muck and mire of this real dense environment. I mean, it's horrible. It's really hard to move around in, and then we, you know, what we think creates, and then if you have a lot of fear, it's creating stuff, but we don't know it's doing that. We don't know, and we don't know that we're doing it.
We don't know that we're doing it for ourselves.
Situation, and oh my gosh! And the whole goal of this game is to remember who we are, to remember that we're not that we actually can create, that we can actually make things happen. But it's going to take us remembering. The whole thing is about remembering who we are.
Yeah.
And then going on and helping others too, to remember who they are. So that kind of sounds like a cool game. I mean, we go in completely with blinders on. We know nothing. We forget everything. Would that be a cool game?
I'm in. Let's go.
Yeah, we can do it. See, only master manifestors can get here to play this game.
I get that message over and over again. Only the... like you have your team, you have your spiritual collective, and you were the strongest member of that team, most likely to remember who you are. So they sent you.
Wow.
If you're here, mm-hmm. it's because mm-hmm. you are the most likely to remember who you are and the most likely to succeed. Well, that's us, you guys. That's all.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're remembering and we're helping each other to remember. That's what it's all about.
Yes, exactly. Oh, they're making fun of my dog's name, I think. No.
Making fun of your what?
Gnarlin, my dog. I do need to explain that because it's not a normal name.
Oh.
And I just, we've had him for 17 years. So for me, it's embedded. I forget that's not a normal name. But my oldest son, every time I had a rat terrier dog, which you're familiar with, Lady. I had her for 17 years. Anyways, we had a couple of litters with her, and every time the first puppy was born, my son would hold that puppy and call it Gnarlin. Don't know where he got the name. I always was thought of the narwhal, sea things, the narwhals with the pointy noses. They look like dolphins with pointy noses.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, Gnarlin was his name. So then the last litter that she had, I let him keep a puppy. And of course, he wanted the first puppy that was born, Gnarlin. And so now Gnarlin is 16 years old. We did lose Lady, about a year and a half, 2 years ago, 17. She died of old age. she hung in there. And now he's doing the same thing. He's hanging in there. And that's why we need to get him off my bed. I have a little staircase going up the bed. And this is a corner of my bedroom, just in case you didn't know. And he sits on the bed over there. And then he'll get up and he wants down. And he can't get down by himself. We've all heard what happens if you've watched the show. So it's not pretty. It is not a pretty thing. And it scares mommy. And so what you guys maybe did or did not notice as I was messaging my kids, could one of you come get Gnarlin off the bed? Because what I can see over my monitors is he's pacing back and forth from side to side. And that usually results in him falling off the bed. So it's not even like I can just watch him do that. It's kind of like it's inevitable. And we don't know how much time we have. So anyways, there's my Gnarlin story. He is a beautiful little rat terrier dog. We've had him from his first breath, and he has been a very, very significant part of our family. And, you know, 16 years with, he's been through it all. He's been through it all with me, right? So, so he's very dear to my heart. I don't like seeing him fall off the bed.
No.
No. There are nights that I wish that he would not get up at 4 a.m. to go potty, though, because that involves me getting up too. But everyone has that if they have a dog. So there it is. Okay. Ooh, here's a good question. We'll get off of my subject here. Do we choose zodiac signs? And this is from Lenny. Do we choose zodiac signs that influence our likelihood to remember who we are, like a handicap? I love all dog names. Okay, so you weren't picking on the dog name. Whatever, that's good. But at least now you have the dog story to go with the name.
Yeah.
So do we pick our zodiac signs to help us remember?
Yeah, we pick all of it. I mean, we pick our date of birth. So up to the minute. And so, I mean, we are picking all that. So that is what's determining that. We pick our names because the frequency, the letters all have frequencies, and we know exactly what we want our frequency to be. We pick everything. We design our bodies.
Yeah.
So all of that is done by us before we ever come in. Now we probably have help, you know, in doing that, but it's like, what is it you're wanting to accomplish? What is happening here? And you determine, you know, what the astrological influences will be and things like that for your life. I mean, there's so many. I mean, we know going forward, I know that, I had a reading not long ago. Well, this has been a couple of years now, with someone who does it a different way than where Tamara does. I mean, we get all these different readings. It's fun to see different people and see how they do it. And this person, it was like, he's like, in the first place, he says, okay, you came in, your sign, all this is telling me, because they look at where things are in your houses and all this stuff. And it's like, you came in to be a teacher, a healer, a something else. And it was like everything I'm doing, I'm like, oh my gosh, I had no escaping it, you know, and I'm exactly following what that was. So it's not like, it's like which came first, you know. Right. You designed it all to be there together. This is when I will be born so that I will have these indicators.
Okay.
My info. So,
I'm going to be in somebody's head because I don't know why this popped in, but you're saying this is when I'm going to be born and it's going to have all of this, mm-hmm. all these alignments with it.
Right.
Which is going to kickstart this, kickstart that. Your astrology is going to blow your mind. Now, in my head, I'm hearing, but what if somebody has a C-section before the due date, or, you know, mm-hmm. whatever, they change that due date by inducing or having a C-section.
You plan everything. You knew it was going to happen. You're adopted. You knew that was going to happen. You plan all of this, is, you know where it's going to go. You know who the parents are going to be. You plan all of that. It's all designed.
Yeah.
So you know ahead of time what's coming up.
Very nice.
Isn't that cool?
I love it.
Can't blame anybody but yourself.
I know. Well, I blame astrology. Okay. Yeah. Oh, it's Mercury in retrograde. Oh, yeah. It's the moon, full moon. Oh, it's no. I don't ever really blame it, although I do tease about that. But for me, I like to have the information, because then mm-hmm. when things are happening, like all this intense energy and me wanting to sleep for, mm-hmm. I don't, oh my God, I have to tell you, I came home from a session the other day and I set the session off and I was watching something on YouTube. So I went and lay down on the bed with the dogs. And then 2 hours later, my phone went off. Somebody was messaging me and I picked it up. I'm like, man, I must have fallen asleep. I looked, I'm like, it was 4 o'clock when I laid down. So yes, the energies are intense and they knock me out sometimes.
Yeah.
You know, it's pretty, mm-hmm. it's pretty crazy, but usually those are like the best sleeps, right?
Oh gosh.
Yes. That you're like,
yes.
I want to get up from that. Mm-hmm. But I did have a little moment where I thought it was the morning and I had to get up and get ready. So
that
was startling and then relieving at the same time, because then I realized, oh, I haven't even gone to bed yet. Exactly. Now I can go to bed.
That's so cool. Yeah. Well, we got our 3-minute warning, so let's make sure everybody knows how to find you, Tracy, whenever you...
Please come find me. I'm a level 3 QHHT practitioner. I practice out of Oregon. I'm about 35 minutes out of Portland, depending on what part of Portland, but that's like center point. Boop. Anyways, that would be me, TracyMahan.com or QHHTofficial.com for that. I do offer other sessions. Please go check out my website and check that out. I do have a workshop, Mending the Fences, coming up where I channel Daniel, and that is a 2-hour thing. If you're interested in that, that's on my website. Julia.
Yes.
How do people become practitioners? How do they find? We kind of covered your Soul Speak book.
Yeah, we did do that. So if you want to be a QHHT practitioner, or if you want to have a session, you know, have a QHHT session, go to QHHTofficial.com and you can look in your area. You go to find a practitioner page and look for, you can do it country, city, or state, city. You know, you can get all and find out who's in your area. Yep. And then just check them out. See who resonates with you. If that's who I'm doing now on that list, that's what Tracy's talking about. She's on the level 3 list. She's on the whole list, but she's on that list. So if you want to specifically, if you're willing to travel, you can go choose someone. But so if you want to take the QHHT course, you can go to QHHTofficial.com, and on the front page, I just blah, 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 on the home page, we have several links, but in the menu bar, you'll see courses. And you just go to level 1 online and you'll get all the information there that you want. And if you would like 10% off of the price of the course, you can use Tracy's coupon code,
which is the magic is real, all one word. The magic is real. That'll get you 10% off your level 1 course and get you started. And then you get to join this amazing family.
Yeah. And then by doing that, so you're learning everything. My mother, Dolores Canning, founded it, created this technique. She was guided through it. And this course teaches you step by step everything you need to know to do that, to help others find out who they really are and to explore this wonderful fascination of dimensions and time
dimensions.
Travel.
I came from the red planet. I'm testing soils. I'm in the fairy realm, and I'm going through a portal into the big people world. It's crazy awesome fun. All right. I think we're out of time. We don't want to get booted.
Love you
off,
all.
So. Love you guys. See you. We might see you next week or might not.
Well, that's right. We'll determine that. To be determined. Yes. Some future date.
Okay. Bye, guys.